Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hello.
About.
Hello? You having any Supreme Court, or are you having any protests there with people showing up protesting against life?
Well, let's see. No. There's a lot of misconceptions about Illinois because we have only one major city and a few butthole cities, including our capital. That kind of that makes this place miserable because Springfield is our capital, Rockford, Peoria, Bloomington on occasion. Yeah, they all take their cues from Chicago, and Chicago is a terrible place. I don't know if you guys have ever been there.
Yes, it is. I've been to Chi-Rock a couple of times.
I know. It's very terrible. Everything is very sad there. But, hey, at least they're a little bit better than New York City because they take very, very high pride on cleaning their streets like two or three times a week.
Yeah, you know what? I've noticed that when I went to Chicago a couple of times, when I'm downtown Chicago, that they make sure that the city looks immaculate. I mean, the city is, like, really clean.
Yeah, they say it's, like, one of the cleanest cities.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they take pride in that. But, you know, the crime, that's a different story. But the city itself is just really remarkable how clean they keep it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. No, the streets are beautiful. Don't look at the alleyways, but the streets, my friend.
Oh, okay. Is that like the closet? They just put everything into the alley?
No, I'm talking about the alley. Oh, man. You'll find homeless people sleeping
and doing
extracurricular activities.
Well, it's a Democrat-ran city, so, you know, homelessness
for like the
is
last,
part
like,
of
60
it.
Years.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty depressing. They're pretty depressing. So
you got to have a sense of humor about it, though.
I'm
from Illinois, so you have to have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. I had no idea we were already live and we're just, you know, having a talk here. So this is pretty awesome. Thank you so much. How did you get notified that we were on our radio broadcast today?
Oh, I've been a big fan of Blog Talk Radio. I used to have a show myself talking about politics and whatnot back in the day. When Blog Talk Radio was kind of launching.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, no, I was actually
back in the day,
because
you don't sound that old.
I know. It's like those actors that are, like, in their 40s and they play, you know, stars in their 20s. You know, they
high
play those roles
student.
In their 20s. Exactly.
<Yeah.
laughs> I hear you.
Yeah,
I know.
That's,
well, you
that's my voice.
Sound young. That's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
Well, hey, thanks so much for the call. Take care. Okay, so, you know, this is very interesting, Shannon. It's very good. Absolutely awesome. And it's really awesome to have someone call in with the conversation like this. So it's really, really remarkable to have the time and the space to be able to talk to people and communicate with them about different subjects and different topics. And it's really nice that we get to talk about abortion and even, you know, the stuff that they're pushing onto us. And right now, this is like the hottest topic, abortion and disinformation.
Yes.
I mean, disinformation, what the left is pushing, and they're literally trying to say that it's those on the right that's pushing disinformation. And what's the young lady, I could say young lady, that's the head of the disinformation board. I can't recall her name, but she says something that should be, you know, really alarming to everybody, because she actually made a statement saying that the right, those of us that are on the right, we're not actually ones being censored.
It's that Nina Jankowicz.
Nina Jankowicz. But you know what? She said, she made a statement saying that it's not conservatives that are being silenced. Did you know that? she literally made that statement saying that conservatives are not being silent on the different platforms.
They're not being silent, and they're not being silenced.
They're not being silenced.
Okay.
So they're literally saying that they're not being silenced.
Well, I mean, we know that's not true. I mean, she knows that's not true, right? But the sad thing is they say stuff like this, and then their base hears it and goes, oh, yeah, you know, they're not being silenced. They're just crybabies.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. You know who they're saying is being silenced on social media? Guess. Just one guess.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
You don't know?
Who's being silenced?
She said liberals and people of color, minorities, are the ones that's being silenced.
Liberals. Oh, I thought it was women. Was it there? Oh, women are being harassed.
Women are being,
is what we heard.
I think they said 70%, 72% of women being harassed after, you know, soon as Elon Musk bought Twitter, 72% of women automatically been harassed. But now she's saying it's not conservatives that are actually being censored.
You know what, though, Will? By nature, I think Twitter's always kind of been that, you know, that platform where people really go at it. I mean, hasn't it always been that way? And I'm not talking about just for women, just people in general.
I mean, just everybody. I mean, everyone who's looking at news, Twitter is like, for the most part, all news, right? All political, all activism. That's what Twitter is really about. And Elon Musk making Twitter, which was one of the liberal go-to platforms, that was actually censoring conservatives. And she has the nerve to say that it's liberals. Listen to this.
There's already this idea, this allegation that there is anti-conservative bias on the platforms, even though there has been study after study proving, in fact, that often it's liberal voices that are being silenced, particularly minority voices on social media. So I think we're going to see more allegations of that.
Give me a break.
I mean,
I hear stuff like that, and I just sit there and I think, you know, you can say almost anything on the internet, and this is the sad thing. Or these people just say anything, and they never prove statistics. They never show any proof to back up anything that they say. Mm-mm. It's absolutely annoying. But the even bigger part of that that's annoying is that people actually believe them, right?
Yeah. And so let me ask the question. What laptop from a Republican conservative that was never censored? Am I saying it right? I mean, this is what I'm getting at. Hunter Biden's laptop, it was released that they had Hunter Biden's laptop. You had the entire left suppressing that information, censoring that information. People lost their accounts. People actually lost their livelihoods for talking about it. A year and a half later, come out that it was absolutely true. Those people still lost their livelihoods. People lost their accounts. People were suspended. People were banned, shadow banned, everything for showing that information. The New York Post, wasn't it? Or was it the Washington Post? One of them, actually, I think it was the New York Post, actually released that information initially, and even Twitter suspended their account.
Yeah. I mean, you know what?
Suspended their account. And now the New York Times, which is totally leftist, come out and say, well, you know what? The laptop was actually true. The story was true.
I mean, the dossier was fake.
The dossier.
The Russia collusion was wrong.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many things that they're the author of, right? And if you went against that narrative, let's talk about vaccines. Let's talk about the election. I mean, anytime you go against their agenda, they're like, okay, you're gone. Okay, you're gone. Okay, you're gone. I mean, we know this. She's ridiculous. And see, this is the part that astonishes me, is this is the person that is the executive of this disinformation governance board. And I don't care how Mayorkas paints it, we know what it's really about, right?
Right.
Because, and actually Rand Paul actually had a very good conversation with Mayorkas about what this governance board really is. Will, you want to play that?
Yeah. So listen, I want y'all to listen to this and pay attention, because he drills Mayorkas. I mean, he just goes through and through on him, and Mayorkas doesn't even want to describe what this information really means. Like, give us the definition of a woman. I can't do that. Give us the definition of disinformation. I can't do that. You just need to believe that we understand what disinformation is. And then one of the things, before I play this clip, y'all need to pay attention. I'll probably stop it right there and a point in there, because I want to emphasize on something, that the same thing what they're doing with this disinformation governance board, they have already been doing this to the American people. The federal government has been working with socialist media platforms for years to censor the American people. But Shannon, one thing we didn't do, because we just jumped right into this, where they had a phone call. What is the number if someone wants to give us a call? Because we need to put that number out there, because the person, he's always through Blog Talk. Josh, he called in. Thank you, Josh, for calling in. But someone else might not know the number listening in. So what's the number?
It is 516-595-8069. You need to push number one to come on the line and talk with us. But once again, the number is 516-595-8069. We'd love to hear from you and your thoughts of what's happening in the world today.
Yeah, so we'll try to give up the number again. But let me go ahead and play this clip with Rand Paul drilling Mayorkas.
So here's my question. The FBI concludes that the Steele dossier was full of Russian disinformation. CNN propagated this disinformation gladly for years and years. The difference, I guess, between your opinion and our opinion is that, as despicable as it is that CNN propagated this disinformation, I wouldn't shut them down. I wouldn't lecture them. I wouldn't put it on a government website that CNN's wrong for propagating disinformation. The problem you have is you're not even willing to admit. I mean, we can't even have an agreement on what the FBI said was disinformation. How do you propose that you're going to have an Office of Disinformation Governance if you see the problem in even determining what is disinformation?
Well, Senator, because our work is not focused on disinformation writ large. Where we, the Department of Homeland Security, become involved is when there's a connectivity between disinformation and threats to the security of the homeland.
The Russians might be considered that. You mentioned the Russians the other day when you tried to pivot away from this being about censorship. But let's say it is the Russians. I know you're not going to ever agree that the Steele dossier, which y'all spent so much money on, was disinformation. But it was, and the FBI concluded. But let's just say there's an imaginary disinformation. You've discovered tomorrow Russian disinformation that's going to hurt our national security, and CNN's broadcasting it. What are you going to do?
Senator, let me...
You got to tell Putin you shouldn't do this.
Senator,
what are you going to do?
Senator, let me explain what we do in the Department of Homeland Security with respect to disinformation, and frankly, what we've been doing for nearly 10 years.
That's exactly right there. Now, there's more to this that we're going to play in just a second, but that's exactly what I was referring to. He just let the cat out the bag. He said that basically what he's saying is the federal government has been doing this to the American people for at least 10 years. And what does that mean? What does it look like? And see, the only reason a lot of the politicians don't understand it because they haven't experienced it the way I have and the way other people have. And let me explain it to you. You have the fake fact checkers that have been working with the big tech companies to fact check us, right? Because there's Section 230. Listen to me carefully, because this is what's been happening for 10 years. So because of Section 230, the big tech companies can't act like publishers. So what they've done, they've gone out to fake fact checkers to look at the content that you and I put on these social media platforms, and then the fake fact checkers will say, that's not real, that's not real, that's disinformation, that's disinformation, even though it's factual, right? So then that way the tech company said, well, it was the third-party fake fact checkers that actually did it. We only use them as recommendation. You understand that?
Now, they don't say third-party fake.
But that's what they are. I'm saying
right.
I'm calling them out for what they are.
Actually, what's his name, testified to that.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg, actually, he acknowledged that, hey, they're just there for – you know, like
a recommendation.
Well, the thing is, these socialist media outlets like Fascist Book, YouTube, and, you know, before Twitter, they would take those recommendations and apply them to conservatives, right? Because, you know, CNN, they can put out lies just like Rand Paul said, and they'd never get fact-checked about it because that's the information that they want. Now, when it comes to the government for the past 10 years, the government has been censoring the American people for at least 10 years now. You understand that? They've been censoring people, and they've been doing it just like he's sitting there saying that we've been doing this for 10 years. What they've done, so the government can't not hinder free speech. So what the government has done, they have gone to the section, to the tech companies and say, hey, we need you to censor free speech. We need you to block free speech. So then that way they can't say we, the government, is doing it. And because the tech companies didn't want to get in trouble because of Section 230, they got third-party fact-checkers to come and even help them out to do it more. And that's the same thing that they're doing with this board. This Disinformation Governance Board, they're going to use the recommendations. And he's going to tell you here. He said they're just going to give us recommendations, basically. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to implement the recommendations from this communist board that they have created. Listen.
Across different administrations. The cartels propagate disinformation that Title 42 does not apply to a particular community of migrants from a particular country.
How are they propagating this?
If I may, through social media, and what we do through U.S. Customs.
Okay, I got to stop again. I'm sorry. Because he actually just put out disinformation. I wish Rand Paul would have called him on it. Because you mean to tell me that the cartel is only telling a certain group of people that they can go to the border? You telling me that the cartel won't take money from anybody? That's complete total lie. Well, I've been down there. People have been migrated from Venezuela, from Guatemala, from all various walks of the planet coming through our southern border, and they all end up having to pay something to the cartel. Do you think the cartel is going to turn down money from Brazil? Do you think they're going to turn down money from Venezuela? Do you think they're going to turn money down from Guatemala? No, they're not going to turn it down. They're going to take all of that money. He just put out this information himself.
They're just going to put it on social media. So that's blanket.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Anybody that sees it on social media gets the message.
Yeah.
Right?
And anyone saying that this border crisis is a problem was created by the Biden administration, they're going to say that's disinformation because he himself has come out and said that the border issue is under control. He literally put out disinformation himself. But listen to this interaction. It gets really good.
And border protection is actually communicate via social media and other channels that is false, that we do apply Title 42.
So let's say there's Russian disinformation as well. Are you going to take the social media and broadcast that people are broadcasting something incorrect about what do you think is Russian disinformation?
Senator, let me emphasize.
Well, you said the other day Russians, and now you're saying not so much the Russians, you're saying the cartels.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, Senator. You're mischaracterizing my statement.
Then what are you?
That's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. And now he's before the Senate lying to them, deliberately lying, 100%.
What are you going to do if there's Russian disinformation? You're going to broadcast something on social media?
Allow me to share when we become involved in the Department of Homeland Security. We become involved when disinformation poses a threat to the security of our country. It is when there's a connectivity to a threat to our country.
You know,
it could be a threat, a connectivity.
I can't even believe this because, honestly, they know that the open border is a threat to our national security, and they don't do anything about it.
Nothing.
We do not need a disinformation governance board to tell us that what's happening at our southern border isn't a threat. We already know there's been 43 How many terrorists on the terrorist watch list that they actually caught trying to come into America? And those are the ones that we just caught. So this whole thing that they're mostly concerned about what's happening in the national security threat at the border is a bunch of freaking crap. And you notice that they say all they have to do is connect it to a threat, right? That's their guideline at this point. So while they're looking for these cartels, this is what they'll say. While we're online looking for these cartels in Russia, oh, we found this guy in Michigan, and he's saying this stuff that's a threat to our national security because it's not true.
Yeah.
And they're going to target that person.
He put out a meme, and it looks like they're supporting Putin. I mean, that's what they say. It looks like he's supporting Putin because he put out this meme.
Right. You can't tell me. You can't not look at everything to just find one. Yeah, I mean, you can't look at just certain things. You're going to look at everything in order to find the one thing that you're looking for, right? So they're going to see all of this other stuff, and they're going to say, oh, well, we were there, and we saw that as a threat, so it applies.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
And it applies. And it applies. So listen.
To violence. And what this working group does is precisely what I would think you would want it to do, which is to take a look at the work, the disinformation work that our department has done, and ask the following questions. Do we have policies? Do we have guardrails? Do we have standards?
But here's the problem.
Ensure,
we can't even agree what disinformation is. Yes. Can't even agree that it was disinformation, that the Russians fed information to the Steele dossier. If you can't agree to that, how are we ever going to come to an agreement on what is disinformation so you can police it on social media?
Exactly.
Senator, I have 2 points, if I may finish. Number one, that what this working group does is ensure that there are guardrails, definitions, standards to make sure that the free speech rights, the civil rights, civil liberties, and privacy rights of individuals.
So do you think COVID disinformation threatens our national security?
And number two, if I may, Senator, and number two, is it your proposition that when the cartels spread disinformation with respect to our immigration policies to try to lure vulnerable migrants to our border illegally?
I think you've got no idea what disinformation is, and I don't think the government's capable of it. Do you know who the greatest propagator of disinformation in the history of the world is? The U.S. government. Are you familiar with McNamara, the Pentagon Papers? Are you familiar with George W. Bush and the weapons of mass destruction? Are you familiar with Iran-Contra? I mean, think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want you to go to guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is. Sure. Government is largely disseminating disinformation. So I do have a question, and here's the question. So the Russians, maybe some cartels. What about COVID disinformation? Is that in your bailiwick for your disinformation governance board?
Senator, you would have to give me the details.
Okay, here. I've said a million times that cloth masks don't work. YouTube takes me down. They're a private company. I can have that beef with them. What about you? You're going to look at that. I often say that natural immunity from having had the infection is equal to the vaccine or better. You're going to take that down? Those are very specific.
Senator, first of all, it's not for us to take it down. And second of all,
are you going to put information out there saying that I'm spreading disinformation?
Senator, we are not the public health experts to make those determinations.
So public health won't be part of the disinformation governance board. No COVID disinformation. Yes or no?
Senator?
You see how he deflected from that? He said, I'm going to refer you to the CDC because, you know, we can't make decisions on that.
Oh, they'll have somebody on the board that's
of
part
course.
Of the health.
They're gonna,
I mean,
yeah, of course. Because
going
to
expand, and it's going to grow, and it's going to, you know, this not official office that has some power that has no power.
Now, listen what he says. Listen what he says about if someone put disinformation. Now what? First, he said we're not the health, right? We're not CDC, basically what he's saying. Then listen to what he says here.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Is public health going to be part of your censorship group?
Somebody, allow me, because you're presenting hypotheticals that are vague and
I just gave you a very specific one on cloth masks. I gave you a very specific.
So now he's getting ready to give one. Mayorkas, he's getting ready to give a hypothetical. Listen.
Specific one on immunity from previous infections.
I answered your question, but let me answer the last question that you posed. Do not, under any circumstances, accept a vaccine at a FEMA overseen vaccination center because they are actually peddling fentanyl. Now, should I sit back and take that, or should I actually disseminate accurate information? That's what we're doing, what we would do. Should FEMA issue accurate information that the vaccinations that we are administering in the sites that we oversee actually are the COVID-19 vaccine?
I have greater respect for the American people than you do. I think the American people can figure out the truth. And if you think the American people need to be told there's not fentanyl in the vaccination, feel free to say it. But the thing is if you are going to go around saying that you are the arbiter of information and of disinformation, I think you have no clue. And you don't have the perspective history knowing that disinformation, the largest progenitor of the disinformation in our history has probably been the U.S. government.
I've never said that, and actually I've said the exact opposite. But we are not the truth.
Rand Paul is 100% correct. You know, the United States has been one of them. He listed them out. And I was kind of surprised that Rand Paul listed those out. You know, I mean, it's true, right? It's true, but a lot of people don't want to acknowledge it because when, you know, W. Bush was in office, you know, we had the weapons of mass destruction which come out to be a total lie, you know, and this is all of the establishment Republicans along with the establishment Democrats. They all have done propagated lies, disinformation throughout the history of this nation, and they're even doing it so much now that they want to control the disinformation. Everything that is truth, they want to suppress it, but everything else, it's like, you know what? It's free game.
Well, it's funny because at the very end, I don't know if you guys caught it, but he said, well, we're not going to be the truth police. Well, the name of your board is disinformation, which is not truth. So you are trying to be the truth police, right? And you're trying, you know what? I'm glad that people are challenging this because if we don't challenge it, then we give more empowerment to it, right? And we need to take away its power. And I hope they do dismantle it at some point. But, you know, knowing this administration, they're not going to. They don't care. Just like when we saw Josh Hawley talking about this Nina lady that's over this board and saying how she's completely biased, how some of the things she said are extreme statements. And he's like, well, she's not going to be in this position. Of course she's going to be in that position. They are in such denial. Right in front of the people of what they're actually doing, but they know full well what they're doing.
Yeah, 100% they know what they're doing, and this is so they can control the thought process of anybody, any information that they get. Why is that? Because we are in the midterm election year, and you can't allow people to go out and tell the truth and allow people to learn the truth when they want to prevent people from voting for someone who's, you know, not a Democrat, because they don't want anyone voting for Republicans. They don't. They want everybody to say that the Republicans are bad for the nation and that only Democrats are looking out for your well-being. And talking about well-being, let's bring up abortion. Can we talk about abortion, Shannon? You're a woman. Do you have an issue with me being...
Don't tell me about my body.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you have an issue with me being a man wanting to fight for the life of a child in the womb?
Well, of course I don't, but that's because
how come
our
you
values
don't?
Align.
How come you don't? Because well, because you I'm... say, but they say that it's my body, my choice, and I don't have ovaries, and so I shouldn't have a say so in it either way. That's what they say.
Well, I mean, like I said, our values align. So of course you tell me that I shouldn't have an abortion. I already know that, right? Because I just know as a Christian that that's not something I would do. I know that God said He knew me before He formed me in the womb, and so I believe that life is at the moment of conception. But these Democrats, they really don't care. Instead of, they say they want the power. Instead of the power to produce life, and, you know, God gave us the power, entrusted us with this this small baby in our womb, the women are saying, well, you know what? I don't care if it's life in my womb. I'm not going to acknowledge this life, so I don't feel guilty about me getting rid of it because it's going to disrupt my life, right? And we're so like that. We're in such a culture where we're so selfish that we think, oh, well, you know, I might not get a promotion if I'm pregnant, or I might not get, you know, I might not be able to have all the luxuries I want, you know, because I have a baby. Or, yeah, you know, maybe the man is out of the picture. Maybe you don't even know who the father is.
Yeah. Or then
there's all kinds of stories.
Yeah. Then you
right?
have a lot of liberals telling black women, hey, don't have the child because you don't have access to health care that we do as white women.
Which is absolutely absurd.
It's
right?
crazy.
I mean,
they use it all the time.
Let's be honest. If these facilities are really about health care, then abortion really wouldn't be necessary. But we know from their own stats, which I've pulled up before, and I was actually astonished when I went over them, their biggest business is abortion. It's really not pap smears, okay? You could say that that's what they're – but that's not what the women go there for. They actually go there because they made a mistake and they no longer want their child. And what's really sad is that the black population has been stuck at 13%, and – it's only because of their own actions that it stayed at 13% because they keep aborting their babies. But why do they keep aborting their babies? Because, it's quite honestly, the Democrat Party keeps pushing on them that, oh, you know, it's good health care for you to get rid of your child. It's you know, really better for society and for everybody if, you know, you're not ready to have a child, don't have one, and, you know, you're really not ready because, you know, you're black and you're suppressed and you have all these other problems, so you really can't reproduce. I mean, it's actually, they're so racist in that the people don't even see it. But let me tell you something. There's not only another minority group. Hispanics are minorities, too. And you know what? They do not abort their babies. You know why? Because their culture says we are not going to abort their babies. We're going to pull it together as a family. We're going to have this baby. We're going to raise it. And you know what? It simply comes down to the black culture has been deceived into believing that they don't have the same morals, culture as the Hispanics do. If the black community, if these babies, and said, hey, listen, we're going to come together as a community. We're going to raise our children. We're going to, you know, be better people. We're going to do all. They could do it. They just don't want to because somebody keeps feeding to them that they're victims, right?
Yep.
That they can't do it, that they're not productive. And, oh, society keeps you down. The society keeps you down. Well, you're also keeping yourself down by giving into what they give you. I mean, let's be honest. 80% of these Planned Parenthoods are where?
In the black neighborhood, the minority communities.
Right.
Hispanics, Latinos, black people. They purposely put them there. Just like they put these billboards up with women on it, black women on it, saying that good health care.
I don't get that. From the very minute I saw it.
If you aborting your children is good health care.
I don't even get that. I don't even get how aborting is good health care.
You know what? It's demonic.
It's not good health care for the child.
No, it's not. And it's death for the child. But they're literally pushing that in the black community. These billboards, they were coming up. And you know what? I talked to a few people that are, you know, kind of close in my little circle, in my world. And I told them, I said, yeah, the Democrats had these billboards up saying that it's, you know, good health care for you to abort your child as a black woman. And they go, that's not true. And they go, don't you hear how crazy that sounds? I said, yeah, it is crazy. And I said, but they're actually doing it. They go, no, they're not doing it. And then the people I'm talking to, I said, well, do you want me to send you a picture where they have the billboards up? You know what they said? You know what the response is, Shannon?
What's that?
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I said,
yeah.
So you're going to still continue to believe the lie that they're trying to give you good health care, but you don't want to believe that they're actually pushing this onto black women, telling them it's good health care to abort your child, to murder your child.
You know, really, Will, you and I have talked about this, and they really want to federalize everything, right? Really, uh-huh. All Roe versus Wade does is if they eliminate it, it shifts the responsibility to the individual states to come up with their own rules and regulations towards abortion. It doesn't get rid of them completely unless your state comes up with its own legislation, which is how America was founded. But you and I both know that the federal government, the people in power right now, not all people, because a lot of conservatives push against big government, but the Democrats say they're against big government, but every single thing they do is a push towards big government. And then doing stuff like, you know, forcing abortion on saying that it's a rule of the land, a law of the land, or, you know, saying LGBT being able to get married is a law of the land, or, you know, we'll decide who's going to vote for who. We're going to handle the elections because we don't trust the individual states to do elections. Everything they do is about taking away the rights of the states so they can become bigger government.
Yep.
And the bigger government they've become, the poorer the society is, the way it is. And they're doing this because they also have another bigger push, which is what? One world government.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I'm glad
people
you're seeing
to wake
now.
Up. People
I'm
need to wake up.
I'm glad, you know, I remember.
Let's
come on now. I remember having the conversation with you. This was some time back. And you would tell me, say, okay, stop talking about it. But, you know, you saw it then. It's just I used to talk about it constantly. It's not that you didn't see it. But you remember you used to get on me because you're saying you're talking about it all the time. But today is so much in everybody's face about this whole one world system, about the global takeover.
Yeah.
You can't help but talk about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, like me. I speculated on whether that we would ever see this time in history, where we would see end times. And I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime.
Who was saying it? That, hey, it's happening.
Well, you're annoyingly right about that. Okay. Let's be honest.
I like that. Annoyingly right. I need to write that down. I like that. I think that's why they get so angry with me. You're annoyingly right. I don't like you. I hate you.
And that is
I
true.
Hate you. That's pretty good. I'm going to write that one down. Because I'm going to ask them, you think I'm annoyingly right, don't you?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, it seems like this time is in light speed.
It is upon
right?
us. Yes,
I mean, quite frankly, you know, I didn't even think since Biden took office. It's only been 2 years, people. Oh, my gosh. And
look how bad it is.
And look at how much the world has changed. I don't know if people know this or not, but also this week, the United Nations actually created, has unified with the World Economic System, and they're coming together now to forge this alliance and bring all the countries together. And you know what their biggest thing is?
Vaccine.
No.
Oh.
Peace. Right? We've been told in the end times that somebody's going to come along and they're going to say that they're for peace, right?
Yeah.
And guess what? Out of that, it's actually the Antichrist that rises up and does things and deceives the world and stuff like that. So there's just this platform being created, right? We also know that there's now a union of religion, right?
Yeah.
A world religion.
That's actually been around for
it
over 20 years.
It has been around. Well, so is the United Nations.
Yes.
But it's just that it's becoming on a bigger scale. More countries are coming together. It's really starting to form, and it's really scary. And let me just tell you once again, one step here in America is to take away the rights of the state. And and that's what really they're afraid of. That's why they want to get rid of the filibuster.
Yep.
Once these Democrats get rid of the filibuster, what they want to do is they want to start putting more judges on there that's going to judge their way. Then they're going to federalize elections. They're going to federalize, you know, LGBT marriage. They're going to federalize.
But they've already federalized.
Well,
they've already federalized the sodomite marriage. But the main thing I think you're getting at is that they're taking rights away from states.
Right.
And they're constantly saying that they're fighting for women's rights.
Well, they want to take away rights.
No, that's what they've been doing. Yeah. When they took the rights away from states, from states from deciding on sodomy, they took that away and they federalized it.
Well, just like
they're trying to push it with the John Lewis Act and the People's Bill, where they're saying that we need to take the elections and federalize it so every state will have to go by the federal regulations. That's completely against the U.S. Constitution, and they know it. Because they want to take the rights from the states.
The state
should be able to determine if the state wants to push abortion or not, have the people pay for it or not.
I mean, think about it too, Will. You know, the Constitution has our First Amendment right, which is free speech. And now they actually have the audacity to create a board
to stop you from
information. You know, Rand Paul has it right. He's sitting there going, you know, we don't want the government doing this. It is about big government. It's
100%.
Actually very scary.
100%. And you know what? And another thing that they're pushing, they're saying that people who don't want abortion are racist. Have you heard that? They're literally saying, they're saying all of these white evangelical Christians that are fighting against abortion, the killing of black babies, because let's be realistic here. Majority of the babies that are aborted are black and brown babies. Just being realistic. And you have white evangelical Christians saying that they're fighting against the killing of these babies. And they're saying they're racist for doing such a thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, how does
funny?
That even make sense?
Yeah.
You can't make it make sense. Okay, we got white people fighting for the lives of black babies, but they're the racist ones. The ignorance of the level of ignorance of all of this is just something. So let me play this clip because this is from MSDNC where they're talking about the forefathers. And they're saying the forefathers were all racist because they're all angry about abortion, Roe versus Wade, being turned over.
Because the founding fathers were racist, misogynist jerk faces who didn't believe that women had any rights at all. So of course they didn't believe that women had rights to their own bodies. The founding fathers didn't believe that marital rape was a thing. Could it be a thing, according to the founding fathers, according to Sam Alito? So that's the history that Sam Alito is accessing. Look, either you believe that the founding fathers, in their infinite wrongness, were overcome by the 14th Amendment, which guarantees...
Now, you notice he had to say that the infinite wrongness, you hear that? Because it was actually the U.S. Constitution was created under the guidance of God. And that's why a lot of people say their infinite wisdom. But he wants to say wrongness because he's trying to say that they were all racist and they were all wrong.
The founding fathers, in their infinite wrongness, were overcome by the 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection to all people in this country, or you don't. And if you don't believe that the 14th Amendment guarantees women rights to their own reproductive system, just like a man has a right to his own reproductive system, if you don't believe that, then we are living in a situation where women have second-class citizen status.
But the states don't have rights to make the decision.
You know,
again, they're taking rights away from the states, and no one is talking about that.
You know what? It's interesting to me when I listen to these people talk about history, because, quite honestly, they got a lot right, right? Were they perfect? Did we come out and be this perfect country? No, we were not perfect. But listen, we were given some of the best tools. You know, people around the world have been in admiration of our Constitution because of the people that wrote it, tried to write it where the people were protected from the government, and it really was written of a free country. Now, coming away from the Constitution, we have made some great strides in this world. And quite honestly, the Democrats have fought a lot of those strides. They actually fought against women fighting. They actually fought against black people being freed. And so it's very interesting to me when they talk about the founders of life. Listen, you know where they came from, right? They had a lot of growing to do. And we did come out. We did grow. We did become a better country. And we're all the better for it. We're one of the greatest countries in the world, right? None of these people that are sitting here complaining about America want to go to any other country.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
They all say, I'm going to leave America. And I'm like, we're still waiting.
Well, you know,
right.
And it brings up, makes me think about another point. Let's give out the number one more time just in case someone missed it. It brings me up to another point. When I go out sometimes and I'm talking to a lot of liberals and a lot of black people, they say they hate America, and they say that America is the racist nation on the planet. And then I ask them, I said, how about you go to a location on the planet where black people have it better than America? And I said, better yet, name one nation that has it better than America for black people. And guess what happens?
They don't say nothing.
I mean, they don't say anything because there's not. And then they try to go, New Zealand. I said, no, whatever. The United States of America is the only place that have it so well for black people, brown people, Asian people, Hispanic people. Asian people, did I say Asian people? White people. The United States of America, there's a reason why everyone looks at the United States of America as the greatest nation known to mankind. But they want to ignore that. They can care less about that. I want to play something for you. Listen to, this is one of the greatest presidents in my lifetime making a statement about the unborn child Now, just imagine, you don't ever hear anything like this coming from anybody, a single person on the left. The words that are about that you're about to hear are something that the left despise and they hate it, and they hate the voice that it's coming from.
But we know this. Every life brings love. Every child brings joy. Every person is worth protecting. And above all, we know that every human soul, every human born and saved the whole
God. Every soul is divine.
Man, you know what? There's only one other president that I remember, of course, in my time that talked like that, and that was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
You just don't hear Democrat presidents talk like that because, quite honestly, they really are not.
They don't care about life. They don't care about life. Yeah. They care about money. Let me ask you, Shannon.
Yeah.
Have you ever known a Republican to run on the fact of supporting abortion?
I don't.
I mean, seriously, are there any Republicans? You know, and I was sort of thinking about it. I'm like, did Liz Cheney, did Mitt Romney, did Adam Kissinger, did those three run on abortion, saying abortion is good? I don't think so.
I mean, I'd have to pay attention, but
I don't think
so.
Democrats, I was like,
just
what,
in general.
No Republican, I don't ever recall any Republicans. See, that's one of the things that the line has been drawn. Like,
right.
We're going to draw the line in the sand. We are not going to support
you're
abortion.
Not going to get any DNC support if you say you're not for abortion, right?
Exactly.
There's certain things you have to be for.
You know who came out originally and said they were not for abortion, then they flipped the script and they're a DNC member?
Who?
Tulsi Gabbard. She originally came out and said she's not for abortion. This was during the 2020 presidential primaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
During the primary. She said that she wasn't for abortion. Then she had to flip the script.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I was like, not for it. And then all of a sudden, now she is for it. Because they got to her and said, look, this is the platform that we run on, that you have to be able to murder these babies because we got a lot of money coming in, and we can't have that stop. Let me ask you this, Shannon. Who do you think the Democrats see as the biggest threat to American society? What group of people or nationality or what have you, they see the biggest threat to the United States of America?
Oh, Christians, hands down.
By far. Evangelical Christian. Yes.
Will's been talking all day.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I want y'all to listen to this interaction because this is them just basically being completely nasty as they always are and how they're talking about the white evangelical Christian, and they talk about the religious right.
You know, this is the dream come true. It, you know, those of us have been following the religious right and the things that they've said for a long time. No, this is what they wanted. Now,
what's the religious right?
Religious right, yeah, you have the religious right, and you have the religious left that's open to sodomy, abortion, grooming kids, sexualizing children.
I mean, it just amplifies the fact that it's a spiritual war.
It is, 100%.
You know, it's good versus evil.
100%,
right?
100%. Yep, listen.
I thought they've caught the car. Their messaging doesn't seem to be as exuberant as one might expect. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's really notable that it's nearly two-thirds of the public that supports the legality of abortion. Similar numbers oppose overturning Roe v. Wade. And in fact, even if you look in the religious landscape, you know, you mentioned the religious right, it's really the white evangelical right that we're talking about that is at the core of this.
Do you hear that? The white evangelical right is at the core of this. Again, like I mentioned earlier, you have white people fighting for the lives of black children, but they're the problem. They're the problem. And I've been talking about them coming after Christians for years. And they were saying that white people are the problem, mainly because majority of the Christians in this nation happen to be white.
Well, shame on those white people for wanting people to save their children, to lead better lives.
Shame on you.
It's ridiculous. Right. And you know what? Their numbers, where they get their numbers from. It's so absurd. Once again, they come up with these numbers. They throw them out there. They don't cite where they get their statistics from. I've never heard that. Oh, according to La Da, which we don't even, polls are ridiculous too, which the past election prove that polls are ridiculous. But one thing I saw today, I'm not sure what it was on, Fox News or something like that, they did a poll, and it showed that like 35% of Republicans are pro-choice, and 80% of Democrats are pro-abortion. So it's like, it's not really 100%.
Right? The same thing, pro-abortion, pro-choice.
Oh, what did I say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you're right. They're saying 70% of the population is for abortion, and that's why I brought up, have you ever known any Republicans to say that, yeah, I support abortion? I mean, where are they getting that from? They're just lying to everyone.
My thing is, they said 70%, and by the poll they did, only like 30%
they're saying 70% of the population in America
okay with abortion.
Wants abortion. And by them saying that, they're saying that means Republicans want abortion too, which is a total lie.
Right.
And again, they're putting out these false statements, disinformation, and they keep repeating it. Hey, this person said it over here, this person said it over there, they said it over there, so it must be true.
It's so weird. They're messaging like the day of, right? Like everybody had the same memo.
Everybody gets the same memo.
Right, like everybody's saying the same stuff.
70%, 70%, 70%, 70%. Right. It's a total lie. I mean, I'm just really curious.
Yeah, you know? They're saying if they're coming after our womb, what else are they coming after?
Yep, that's it. They're gonna, and they also said that me being a black male, black American, that I'm going to lose my freedoms because they're saying if the states have any say-so, you're going to lose your freedom. There's not a single state in the union that will prevent me from living the American dream unless it's a Democrat state. Because let me remind everybody, it was only the Democrats in the past that did not want women to vote, did not want black people to vote, or even have a voice, whatever. It was the Democrats. The Republicans were fighting against the Democrats. And they never want to acknowledge
they
that.
Only use people. They only use people because, quite frankly, the minorities in this country have been no better for voting for them all of these years. They haven't improved their lives at all. They still have the same complaint, right? Oh, what about, you know, jobs in the minority? What about the crime? What about the, you know, infrastructure? What about the, you know, all this stuff of housing prices or being able to buy houses? I mean, none of these solutions, these things that the communities have complained about, not a single one of them have the Democrats addressed and eliminated. It's absolutely ridiculous. In fact, the very opposite happened. You know, Trump, when he was in office, there was more minorities working in this country than ever before. Minority women created businesses more so in America than ever before. So just when you say, hey, we're going to make America greater for everybody, and this is what we're going to do, all people flourish. But they purposely and intentionally tell these people they're victims, tell them that they don't get this or they don't get that. And, you know, over time, what happens when you're constantly told that, Will?
Mm.
I mean, what are you told? I mean, you go, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to go to college because, you know, nobody expects me to anyways.
Yeah. Well, you know it's almost like a antidepressant drug, but verbally.
You know, that's a very good example.
Yeah, that's like what it is. It's like, oh, okay, well, they're telling me I'm not going to amount to anything, so that's just the way it is. And so I need to live in the projects. I need to live in the ghetto because I can't do for myself anyways, and I need them to do for me. I'm the victim here. I'm the victim in all of this, you know, because
you are, Will.
I'm the victim, you know. I work hard, you know. I do my due diligence, but I'm the victim in all of this, you know. It's just so hurtful. I'm the victim, and I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to think of something that I can say I'm a victim of right now, but I can't really. So I'm just doing a talking point like this.
I know what you're a victim of.
What's that?
The Democrat Party.
that ain't got nothing to do with color.
They want to limit your free speech.
Yep.
They want to take away everybody. Your Second Amendment right.
That's everybody.
They want to tell you whether or not you should get vaccinated.
That's everybody.
But actually, you know what? Here in Texas, I was really happy. I went to the doctor the other day, and they didn't mention one thing about COVID vaccine, and I was like, woohoo! Right? They didn't even ask.
You know what? That's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
My dentist's office, they don't even wear masks anymore.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, people that listen in, my ankle had a problem and I had to go to the emergency room. It was the issue. I'm bounced back. I'm running now. But went in there, they didn't even ask me, do you want the vaccine, kitty? Do you want it? I give you a lollipop afterwards. Come with me, kitty. They didn't even do any of that. They just said, okay, what's going on?
I wonder if they're sick of it, too.
There's got to be. I mean, got to be, you know. But let me bring up one more thing, if I can, here.
One more. Hurry up.
One more thing. Now, the left that constantly put out memes and stuff like that saying that it's an oxymoron to be a Democrat and black, right? Because it's the Democrats that enslave black people.
Or a Christian Democrat.
Or a Democrat. Yeah, that's the main thing. Or a Christian and Democrat, right? Because the Democrats, they support Democrats created slavery. They created the KKK. They created abortion. They're all about sodomizing, grooming the kids, sexualizing kids. They're the Democrats are everything that is against God. Well, on The View, there's this female on there saying it's an oxymoron for a black person and a Latino person to be a Republican, when it's been the Republicans that's been fighting against these racist Democrats all along.
Okay, but I know this may be a novel point, a novel idea for somebody who's, you know, a supporter of Trump, but there are people who are capable of being related and not having ethical issues.
There's many things that I don't stand by that Trump did. Trump has done things that are racist. I'm a black woman first, so always understand that. But I do say that I have many conservative values that I will talk to you about. And so if you look at your network that you're standing behind, yes, and when you look at your network that you're standing behind, you're saying that you look at Chris Cuomo.
I feel like that's an oxymoron, a black Republican.
You feel like it's an oxymoron. Why? Your friend right here is a Republican. You say you feel like it's an oxymoron that you're Catholic, but you also are pro-life.
I don't understand either.
No, you don't understand yourself then. You have disagreements.
I understand myself. I don't understand either.
But it's not a personal conversation.
Yeah.
Well, we're having a personal conversation about CNN and how black
Republicans lead. And I don't understand Latino Republicans.
Well, today this is not about me and it's not about you. It's about celebrating Corinne Jean-Pierre.
You know what? And she just on it. I just don't understand you being a black person and being a Republican. I just don't understand it. And she's talking about Anna Navarro, which she's a total. She may call herself a Republican only because she understands what communists have done, but she goes right down. She mouths it off, but she goes right along with the communists still. She agrees with all of the leftists. She hated President Trump. President Trump. Let me ask you, Shannon. Did you ever hear President Trump say something racist? Who, Anna Navarro?
Yeah, she just said that. She said she supported President Trump. I don't know.
No, she didn't.
I thought she was in.
I didn't hear her say that. She hated President Trump.
Oh.
She hated President Trump. There's so many
Maybe
times
she said
nasty stuff about President Trump.
Yeah, I actually thought she was a Democrat.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what? This is news, everybody. You know what? She's like, this is what you call a rhino, someone who called himself a Republican, but she's just a Republican in name only.
Yeah, I think, but why can't people see beyond where they're at? Like, just like her, she's like, it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm like, well.
She can't comprehend. She cannot comprehend, just like these people cannot comprehend that is the actual baby in the womb.
But then her friend.
They can't comprehend that baby should have a chance.
That lady just said she's a Catholic, but she's for abortion.
Yeah.
She's like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly. Just
right?
Like
that's more of a conflict than a color with a party.
Exactly.
Right?
You can't be anybody who believes in God and then you say you're a Democrat because they believe in everything and support everything of Satan. Hands down, 100%. And these people don't get it. They don't understand. They really don't.
I think they've just been deceived. I think.
Oh, they have been deceived 100%.
The evil within them. For some reason, the devil, you know, he's the author of deception.
Yep.
And these people are so deceived into believing that what they feel and think is the right way.
Yep.
Because it feels good in their flesh. But anytime something feels good in your flesh, you might want to check it. You know, does it align with the Bible? Does it align with what God said? Because we really need to be more careful about what happens to our soul. That's forever, right?
Yep.
Here on earth, this is just temporary. This is just going by, you know, and we need to be careful about being deceived by the devil and then deceiving others as well. I feel these people have a responsibility when they're deceiving the world and saying, well, you know, my body, my choice. No, that's not what the Bible says. Especially if you're a Christian, you need to be careful.
Yeah, my body, my choice. You know what? They hated to hear my body, my choice when it came to the vaccine. They said, I'm so tired of hearing that, people saying my body, my choice. Now all of a sudden it's come brand new again, and it's okay to say it. Well, anyways, well, we're here at the end. I want to thank everyone for joining us this wonderful Friday. We normally do these on Thursdays, 4 p.m., but this is a special occasion. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for sharing this audio podcast. We will see you on the flip side. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend.